hailed at his death as one of the giants of the Harlem Renaissance, and recognized now as one of our country's greatest artists, the poet and author Langston Hughes had deep roots in the Kansas City area. He was born in Joplin and grew up in Lawrence, and throughout his life he kept a solid connection to KU. Hughes chronicled the trials of 20th century African-American life. He was a prolific writer of novels, plays, essays, and, of course, poetry. And his work reflects both his passionate belief in human equality and a disappointment in the American dream. Now synonymous with Harlem and the Harlem Renaissance, Langston Hughes was once a Missourian and Kansan. We'll talk about those roots later this hour. But first, it's trying times for Missouri dairy farmers. The U.S. dairy industry is changing. Dairy farmers are exporting more milk. They're getting bigger and more efficient. But that's left some dairy families behind, especially here in Missouri. From Harvest Public Media, Abby Fentress Swanson reports.
On a frigid night in Holden, Missouri, 63-year-old farmer Donnie Davidson is showing me what remains of his dairy herd.
But these calves here were my babies. They were all about 2 weeks of age or younger, 3 weeks and younger when I sold out. So, and then that one cow there is the last cow left.
Though his family's been raising dairy cows here since the 1930s, Davidson decided to shut down the dairy after a barn roof collapsed last winter.
The barn that fell in was right here. Had two alleys, one alley here, then one alley over there. Then we had stalls.
Davidson says he didn't want to spend the money it would take to keep the dairy going, so instead he will grow crops and raise a herd of beef cattle.
I think it's just a sign of time, so you got to get bigger to survive, and all the things come to an end sometime.
According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, half the country's dairies have gone out of business in just the past decade. Roughly 2,500 dairy operations closed their doors in Missouri alone. Thousands more folded in Illinois, Kentucky, Iowa, and Indiana. Judy and Harlan Borman stopped milking cows in Kingdom City, Missouri 7 years ago. At a dairy association luncheon, they recall a time when their county had plenty of dairy farms.
Back in the old days, there were 31 dairies in Callaway County. That's where we're from. So
about every other farm or every third farm, you see a dairy farm.
And now there's
none.
Even as the number of dairies dwindle, milk production is rising. Thanks to advances like robotic milking and selective breeding, the industry is more efficient than ever. Dairies produce 20% more milk than they did just 10 years ago. But ramping up production is costly and often out of reach for small dairies.
To compete on an international scale, you've got to be a certain size to do that.
Bob Shaning is an agricultural economist for the USDA in Kansas City.
The assembly cost, getting the milk from the farm to the plant, obviously if you've got a big dairy farm where you can just back up a tractor trailer and fill it up and take it to a plant is going to be a lot more efficient, a lot less expensive to transport than if you've got to go to 10 farms to get that amount of milk.
While milk production in Missouri has fallen by more than a third in the past decade, states like Kansas, Iowa, and Colorado have lured big dairy operations using tax breaks and arguing that close proximity to feed and processing plants is more efficient. Plus, large dairies are notoriously smelly, and as cities expand, farmers want wide-open spaces with few neighbors and lenient environmental regulations. None of this is lost on Tom Ulrich, who runs a dairy with his brother and nephew in Mora, Missouri.
It's difficult because we've lost our infrastructure, you know, our equipment dealers, because there aren't the people, the dairies left for them to earn a living taking care of the service part.
Ulrich remembers the time when there was a bottling plant located nearby in Pettis County. Now the closest one is 60 miles away. Fluid milk can travel substantial distances, but farmers like Ulrich still have to pay the increased fuel costs for trucks to transport that milk.
It's increased our cost to do business because we've lost those other people.
Ulrich says he and other dairy farmers here may have to pass these costs on to consumers. If Missouri continues to lose milk production, it could also be harder to find local milk, ice cream, cheese, and butter at the grocery store. Plus, Ulrich fears the loss of a $2 billion dairy industry for his state.
We've got plenty of grass for grazing, and we're close to corn and other forages, so Missouri's not a bad state to dairy, and we need a few incentives to keep up with the other states that are offering those same incentives.
But it could be too late for states that are losing milk producers to catch up. Economists predict that global demand for dairy products will break records this year, and that will put more pressure on dairy farms to grow even larger and get even more milk from their operations. Abby Fentress Swanson, Harvest Public Media.
So we've heard about the tough times for Missouri dairy farmers, and now what can be done about it? Casey Guernsey is a representative in the Missouri House from Bethany, Missouri. He's sponsoring a bill meant to help Missouri dairy farmers. It would create an insurance program to help them out in bad times. Casey Guernsey, thanks for coming on Central Standard.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. It's a very important topic.
We've just been hearing a little bit about it, and this is a very important topic to you personally because you actually come from a Missouri dairy family. Isn't that right?
Yeah, that's right. I'm the seventh generation of my family to farm in Harrison County up in Bethany. We dairied up until just a few years ago. We've always been in the dairy business. But as the report indicated and is very accurate, our industry is absolutely in dire straits. And it's really problematic because the kind of the peaks and the valleys of the market have become so much more extreme just in the last 10 years that it makes it impossible for a dairy farmer to make it through 1 or 2 years of horrifically bad prices. You just can't lose money for a long period of time in any business, and dairy is no different. And so that's why we've seen in the last 5 years just the industry more or less drying up and going out of business in Missouri. And ultimately, it's the consumers that should be the most concerned because if we continue on this trend that we've seen over the last 5 years and extend that into the next 5 years, we will not have a dairy industry in Missouri. And why that's so important to consumers is because if we see that take place, we will not have milk below $5 a gallon ever again.
Well,
and no one wins under that scenario.
You know, we've been hearing, 38% cut in milk production in Missouri over the last, I believe it was 5 or 10 years in that report. Can you tell us a little bit about your bill? In layman's terms, and if you can boil it down as much as possible, what would this bill that you're advocating for, what would it do for Missouri dairy farmers?
Well, what we want to do is create a different ag policy from what historically has been one that is problematic for taxpayers, for policymakers, for farmers. We do not want to have a situation where we create a new government program that just writes checks for farmers. And I'm very fiscally conservative, one of the more conservative members in the House. I am opposed to raising taxes to support any industry, not just the dairy industry or agriculture. So what we did is we took a year and we studied the issue. We created an interim committee. I chaired it. And we went around the state and we talked to dairy farmers. We more or less said, what can we do? And we engaged the University of Missouri agriculture economics folks and a number of industry people from the processors to the suppliers to the business guys as well as the farmers and said, okay, what's your best case scenario for dairy policy? And what we came up with was an insurance program. If we can protect the margins of a dairy farm within a couple of dollars, more or less, if you say, we establish what the break-even point is for a dairy, and if we can say, okay, if you go below that point and you if you buy insurance to protect it, then that insurance fund will pay back the difference between, where you are below your break-even point and that break-even point. And what we will allow is dairy farmers to choose the level of protection that they want. And the reason why the federal farm bill was so important to get passed is because it more or less put the program that we were working on at a federal level and automatically gave dairy farmers $4 worth of protection. So in other words, say if their break-even point is $15 a hundredweight and they're getting, $10 a hundredweight at market price, that means they're eating $5. With this new federal program, they're insured up to $4 automatically. And what we're doing in Missouri is we're adding an extension, kind of a dovetail into that, so that if they go $5, $6, $7, $8 under their margin, their break-even point, then that insurance program will kick in and make up the difference. So in other words, we will allow for those dairy farmers to be able to keep their head above water. And that's all that
right.
They want, that's all we need, and that's the whole goal of the legislation.
Well, you mentioned you're fiscally conservative. Let me ask kind of the obvious question. There are lots of risky businesses, and there aren't government-supported insurance programs for them all to take advantage of. So why should Missouri support this dairy industry?
Yeah, exactly. There are, of course, a lot of risky businesses, absolutely. And agriculture overall is very risky. So why this special program for dairy? Well, the reality is with dairy, it is more regulated than any other agriculture commodity, and I would contend probably more regulated than almost any other business out there. Dairy farmers do not get market price for their milk. They are they more or less receive a check every month, twice a month, based on their zip code, where they live. We have federal orders that have been established in the United States decades ago, and based on where you live, there's a formula that more or less determines what your milk price is. The dairy farmer has no control over that. It's something that the federal government implemented. I think it's terrible, but there's nothing we can do about it. That's what the federal government has decided to do, you know, decades ago. They're not going to change it, so we have to live within the parameters that we are in.
Right.
And so that's why it's hard for policymakers to come up with ways to protect the dairy industry specifically, because it is so regulated at the federal level. There's only a few things we can do. That's why that federal farm bill was so important, because it changed dairy policy for the first time since those federal orders were put into a place that will allow for these guys to live within the federal regulations, within these federal orders, and protect their bottom line.
Well, let me ask you about this bill then. You know, we don't have too much time, unfortunately, but what are the prospects for this bill? Is this something that dairy producers in Missouri, you know, should expect to come down the pike, or what's next?
Yeah, absolutely. I chair the Ag Committee in the House, and we just passed it out unanimously with bipartisan support. Democrats and Republicans all voted to pass it out of the committee yesterday. What's great is it's easy to talk to my colleagues from the standpoint of a consumer, from the standpoint of the processing industry, because they're actually the ones who are advocating for this as much or more than the dairy producers, the farmers themselves, because the processors, the guys who are making the cheese and bottling the milk in the state of Missouri, realize that if we continue to lose our producers, they are going to be out of business. So they need something to protect their jobs as well. And then the processing industry in Missouri, we're talking tens of thousands of jobs that are on the line. For the first time in the last 5 years, Missouri has had to actually import the majority of its milk. 60% of the milk that you see on the shelves in the store come from outside of the state of Missouri. If you're a processor, you can't afford to do that forever, and there will be a point where they will not be able to bring that product to the store shelves and make money if they have to continue bringing that milk in out of state. At some point, it's going to be cheaper just to bring the product in from out of state.
Right.
And we do not want that. They don't want that. And so when I talk to my colleagues, it makes sense. They understand it. And I'm very optimistic about the future of the bill.
All right. Well, Casey, thank you so much for coming on.
Absolutely. Thank you. Anytime.
Casey Guernsey is a representative from the Missouri House from Bethany, Missouri, and he joined us today. You're listening to Central Standard on 89.3 KCUR, streaming live on kcur.org, and I'm Jeremy Bernfeld. In just a minute, we'll be talking at Langston Hughes and his roots in Missouri and Kansas. Stick around.